quick as Committee of the Whole meeting.
May 19, 2014, Committee of the Whole meeting, 8:10.
I'd like to call the order of the Village of Brown Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for May 19, 2014 at 8:10 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sermonelli. Present. Trustee Trevorn.
Present.
Trustee Wisniewski. Present.
Thank you. May I get a meeting for a motion? A motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of May 5, 2014.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Simon Selly. Any discussion?
Yes, I would make a pass.
Thank you, Don. Madam Clerk. Never mind. Don't need a roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Let the minutes show that Trustee Newby passed. Motion carries. Any public comment? On the Committee of the Whole, the Route 53 information. I asked Mr. Monaco, George Monaco, who is one of our commissioners on our Zone Plan Commission, several months ago to take my place on the Blue Ribbon Panel for Route 53, Finance Committee, Land Use Committee. I'm sure by next month they'll have another committee that's formed. They will be the same person. George has been attending these meetings, and this is going to have an impact if it ever happens on the Village of Brown Lake. And I just wanted George to come out and give you a brief update of what's going on. George?
There were supposed to be some handouts for people. This is the follow-up. I guess in 2010 there was a committee, Blue Ribbon Committee, that decided we needed a tollway. It kind of kicked around for a few years, and there was a lot of objections to it, primarily from the left hand. So in order to put that aside, they reduced the size of the one they're going to do. Now they're looking at a 4-lane, 45 miles an hour road. And then recently we did that with that. Why are we reducing the speed on what's supposed to be an expressway or a freeway? And they said because it reduces the amount of salt and moisture that's going to impact the rest of the wetland. They're still going to do it. Right. We're in a phase now that they've got this will be the third Blue Ribbon Committee. And they divided it into two committees. One is the Finance Committee and one is the Land Use Committee. The Land Use Committee portion is a lot easier to deal with. You should have a handout which shows the. There's one that doesn't have a number in the upper right hand corner. And that shows the whole extension in dotted line. When you get up to the north where we are, it branches off and goes to 120 to the east, and there's two possible routes to get to 120 to the west. It goes through our community through a right-of-way that was basically reserved in some of the earlier deeding. I don't remember the name of that subdivision.
Madrona Village. It's part of it.
It's in Madrona Village about 2 blocks north of the park school.
Right. For more detail as to exactly where it goes, we have this map here. And if you look at the dotted line, look at one with number 2 on it. That shows how it's going to be either the northern route, which will join 120 early, or it's going to follow this dotted line. Where the letter T laying on its side is, that's the middle of that right away. Mm-hmm. For reference. Then it's going to come back to 120 to the west, cross over probably the top of it, and then join 120. The Land Use Committee only had 2 meetings. I mean, that's where the confusion was. That was the first meeting. So, there are a number of outside consultants doing this thing, and they do a very fine job of giving you shiny books.
Yeah.
And great slide presentations, and you have there's a core group of advisors that seem to be running this thing. CMAP is like one of them, but there's some private organizations there, there's things like the Curry Wetland Committee or something like that. And one of them is a trade association for contractors who are going to be building the road, and they seem to have a large amount of interest in this. And there's also operating engineer local 150 seems to have a big role in this. And that came to my attention the second meeting I attended, because Mr. Sweeney, who sits on the tollway board, was supposed to be the speaker, and he sent somebody in his place. And the man got up there and said, and pretty much in the words, he said, "We need this project because our members need paychecks." The guy from the local construction company group, he was concerned because he was going to have to sell his machines if we didn't buy this project, and if we were going to do this, then he was going to buy more machines. Now, on the meeting I attended the first time, they explained why we're doing this, and that's kind of an interesting point. And they're using some data that projects what will happen in the year 2020 if they don't do that. And the year 2020, if we don't build the highway, it's going to take somebody around Lake an hour and a half to get to Chandler during rush hour.
It already does.
But if we don't build the
tollway. I already know the project. I already know.
Yeah, but if we do build the tollway, then it may only take an hour. I asked what the benefit was to the merchants in Round Lake, because it's going to be a lot easier for people from Round Lake to go to Schaumburg. I mean, not nobody from Schaumburg is going to be coming up to Round Lake to Schaumburg. But in the Land Use Committee, they have handouts. This is what they give us to look at for these little mini maps. And these maps are layers on an overlay chart. And each of these maps show wetlands, floodwaters, buildings, anything that might be physical concern to them in building the highway. After the Land Use Committee, I asked the court to have a bigger one, and I got a lot of staff about this. Yeah. However, we did get these maps that I gave you. Mm-hmm. They're a little hard to see, but that's what we're working on that. The more significant, the land use is certainly significant when we get to that part, but before we can ever get to that part with this tollway project, the finance committee's got to come up with a way to pay for it. So I told my friends, it's a public works project, and we only have to raise $2.6 or $8 billion. So I asked for contributions from all my friends. I got about 50 cents.
You didn't tell them you have $1.75.
Pardon?
You can now tell them.
Oh, okay. The finance committee had met three times before I was involved. So I attended meetings 4 and 5. Meeting 4 was rather interesting. Being new to the group, I try not to get too involved, not knowing what's going on. They broke the group into, it was 4 groups of about 5 or 6 people each. And so we were isolated from the other parts of the meeting. And they handed us a list of ways to raise the money. You should have a copy of that also. And then they said to each group of this list, and there's a back page to it too, you've got to come up with your 5 best ways of raising money. And by the way, it didn't come out of your copy, but the top 4 are more or less highlighted. And these are the ones they pushed for. Basically, what they're looking for is a way to raise bonds and guarantee the bonds in order to get lower interest rate And the guarantee basically is going to be, the one that they were pushing for is an SSA. That was the first one, then it was TIP, and the group I was in, and at the time I being new to the group, I didn't know a lot of the people, but I know we had the mayor of Haynesville, Long Grove, I believe Wakanda, and maybe Island Lake. And we sat there and we looked at each other, and I asked one of the mayor out front, I said, is there any way you can support a tax increase of any kind? And we agreed, no. So what we did in our subcommittee is we struck out the ones that had tax increases. And basically we came down to raising the tolls on the tollway, raising the tolls on the tollway, raising the tolls on the tollway. And there's different ways of raising that. You can raise it at exits, you can have fast lanes during rush hour, you can have a premium. So our idea was if you can raise the money by tolls, do that, then you can build the road. What happened this last time around is we reviewed the separate groups, and they clearly have an agenda going, and you're just there for a ride. And they said they were going to present a recommendation to the tolling committee tomorrow, this coming Tuesday. And God gave us an oral synopsis as to what it was going to say, and you've got a copy of a draft of that report, I believe. That's just the draft. I don't know what the final report is yet. I'll get a copy of it eventually, but it's being presented tomorrow. And it was told that they were going to try and sell the tolling commission on doing this project. But we were told earlier that the tolling commission is looking for the local people to pick up between 10 and 20% of the cost of this road.
Let me just interject. Ever since the $2 billion is $287 million.
Yes.
If you divide that by our normal general fund expenses, 6 million this year, that's 47 years of general fund.
Okay.
Yeah. 47 years. So we have to raise taxes by...
Well, basically, they're looking for rate guaranteed bonds.
But how much is toll supposed to be on this?
I'm sorry?
Is this supposed to be a tollway?
Well, I had an opportunity in this last meeting to talk with the, I think he's the chief financial officer for the tollway. And I approached him after the meeting, and I said to him, I said, I'm new to the area, I'm new to this business. I heard a rumor that the tollway, when it was first created in the 60s, was supposed to pay off the bonds, and then it was going to be freeway. And he wouldn't answer the question initially, but he had a question on it. And eventually, he said, oh, yeah, that's right. I said, well, that means that you've never paid off the bondholders. He said, no, we've paid off the bondholders. I said, but then why do we still have tolls? He said, we have to borrow money to maintain the roads. So I said, you have to borrow the money to maintain the existing roads, and you want to build 12 more roads that you can't pay to maintain. And he just kind of walked away. So that's kind of where it's at. We thought that the board ought to be aware of what's going on. I think the next meeting is going to be in June. The Finance Committee is scheduled to finish their work at the end of 2014. The Land Use Committee, middle of 2015. We will get some feedback from this presentation tomorrow, I'm sure. We were sort of told that the Tolling Commission didn't think raising tolls was a local contribution.
Well, I can't thank you enough for attending these meetings. I need to kind of in the past, and I'm grateful that you're attending.
Is there any questions?
So the do the villages that are impacted by this, other than having somebody representing, do we have a vote in this at all? Or?
Well, see that's why I went to the mayor this morning. Oh, I got a copy of this draft. In the draft memo of what they're presenting tomorrow, it says that the committee has agreed on this or seems to like this. And when they orally told us that at the meeting last week, There was one gentleman who stood up, and I joined with him on it, and that was, we didn't agree on anything. His comment was, this is not my comment, this was his. He said, you gave us 15 minutes to come up with which one of these 15 ideas we were going to agree to, and we didn't agree to anything. You just, that question you gave us was, which ones do you like the best, not which ones were we agreeing to. And he said up front, he said, we haven't agreed to anything. And that's why I was a little shocked when I see this draft, because they moved back into the motor lane. That never happened.
Backpedaling?
Well, I don't really. I think the comment is, I can't say for sure what they're doing, but I think what they're doing is, by going to the meetings, which I think we should do, and by we had a meeting with them, by those meetings, they can say that they talked to everybody.
Yeah.
I think that maybe what we have to do is follow up the meetings always with a written memorandum of what was done at the meeting or accomplished. You know, basically, I think if some of the members of the Sun Corps, we should just want them all saying we didn't agree to anything.
Right.
Do you guys need a chance to express your views on record and
Well, they do a Q&A, but it's very short.
Would it be helpful if you wrote up a village memo that you can take in?
I think at some point, maybe. I'm assuming, I should assume. I think that the village has to tell me whether we have a red line in the sand about taxes.
Well, my opinion, we came up as the mayor of
Warren Green.
And the mayor of Warren Green is asked, can you take that back and say, hey, you know, you might want to grow, but we don't have the money to go for about 10-20%. Oh, yeah, exactly. Every village along the whole line, there ain't none of us got any money.
No, mayor of Canada.
You can take all the villages together,
but
you couldn't get all the money.
George, thank you for certainly taking on this responsibility and reporting to us. Thank you so much. Under Public Works, final equipment purchase for the F-550 truck.
I'm going to take that one. You want to take the F-550 truck purchase?
Yes. Thank you, Mayor, members of the board. Only very
move this to the consent agenda. Thank you. And reorganization of public works, new street foreman position.
And it is my objective to make a difference as a member of the
would say no, and ask like anybody for help.
Thank you, Brad.
Has it been posted already?
It has not.
No.
And I would not intend to move forward until the regular board agrees to go
meeting on. He said he had a copy of something out that was going to try to push over to the side. So we have a final draft of that qualification.
In your packet is an updated draft. Any comments, suggested changes, amendments? My desire would be for it back to the regular board for formal conference to then move forward with the post-game pay-per-view selection, or coming back, at least the mayor and us, that I will feel comfortable going in on the day.
So what is the step for our plans on meeting them?
This? No. Why wouldn't? He's got a draft right here. We looked, he sent it to us.
Everybody might do it, but it's not going to be that much of a fight.
Yeah. And he's got, you know, 6 years experience, public works, construction maintenance, valid CDL, attendance, be able to handle various types of equipment. So, and then the specifics about stormwater drainage systems. So he's got all those things that were in that one that he showed us, the previous one. Yeah, so we transferred that in.
And I know we may add, I'm looking for someone with some leadership.
Right.
Obviously, capability, someone that enjoys interacting with the public, mostly the individual, resident, concerned resident, complaining, being confident that the person can go out and interact with that concerning sense. Someone with some organizational skills, earned, how do we define an annual work plan for streets, one grade, on my way of debt, major objective that I've been unsuccessful in bringing the developers. So I have been thinking about the kinds of questions that would help establish who had skill set to come over. That interview would be more than just myself.
Is this a one position or is it two?
We currently have a water sewer permanent position. This would be at an equal level, not necessarily equal pay, that's a matter of the grade. So, called the street one. And this is a triangular arrangement. Employees will still officially report to me, so this is not an official supervisory position, but I would rely on the department with my interaction of a work prioritization, work scheduling standpoint, and I would rely on that person to be very much a leader of work.
I understand that, but from what I can see here, it seems like that would be something that you the reason why we're creating this other position is to allow you to go about the business of administration more so than doing the work yourself.
Like it helped me out talking being doing the work myself.
Okay.
We did have to be doing less of to still spoke to your supervisors and mentioned the NDF is to be done, but you'll be less out in the field to be more in the office in administrative stuff.
Correct. Right. You'd be doing administrative work rather than in the field doing anything unless you're just going by and make sure that everyone's in place.
So many times,
I understand that sort of thing, but yeah. if this is what it is, they should be reporting to him or whoever they are, and then he reports to you. If you get a phone call and someone that happens to get up to your level and the telephone rings and you say so-and-so is wrong, you pick up the phone and say, hey, whoever this particular person is, you need to go take care of this. Thank you very much. Goodbye. And then you walk back into your office and you come back with the mayor and say, you know, we need to talk more about this water thing, or we need to talk about something else or something else that has to do with public works. This is not one of those things where you hop in a truck or run across town. That's just my idea.
Yeah. I might have missed this in our liaison meeting, but I thought this was supposed to be a position that the direct line folks would report into and not still report into you.
Right.
Because if we do that, all we're doing is adding another direct report for you, and that's not really the goal here. The goal is to lessen your work and not add another direct report. So this was to add a layer, a middle management layer, and it sounds like the way you're envisioning it, you're really not adding that middle management layer. You're sharing, you know, got some other people to share the work with, but it's not sharing that administrative work of making sure all those folks are.
I'm glad you're raising this concern, because I think it's important that we get the information to the person. Department. Even though they're administrator, maybe more, mm-hmm. will be shared position with the state. So at the moment, we've been not only a meeting, I'm including an additional conference worker. There will remain 8 positions. But we have 14 positions, so I'm told. We have a water sewer foreman with assigned people and a street superintendent with assigned people. And there was lots of infighting when it came to work scheduling and work activities. And this surprised me, but this was a practice. Winter operations was led by the street department. And only if it reached a substantive formulation to the water sewer employee up in the front. That's not the way to deal with major things. But it did also play to where water sewer employees did not typically go out and attach tape or vice versa. The street employees did not go out on water anymore. I do not believe this form of the alarm that should work.
Okay.
If waiver. Asking the employee, I asked them that question. And I solicited their inputs as to reestablishing street warning. They were unanimous, not wanting to go back to two separate sections, if you will. That, in my judgment, officially means me supervising every other. What does that entail in terms of workload, day-to-day, you know? Describing that triangle, I would be relying more and more with the procurement identifying what to do when. Longer-term perspective, what to do next week, and rely on them to acquire the material.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the lift station that we discussed tonight. I have the confidence in Kevin Aiden to tell me village physical facilities and to try to sell it to the village. She had been running with them. Well, that's the book of Dr. Beard. I tried showing him this chart on the back. It either wasn't a similar Gordon Street. It's in full. So I do not envision, at least as long as we have a calendar electrician, for that to be under either of our.
Ryan, if I can interject, this topic started last September. With the observation that there were some things administratively in public work that was being missed. Customer service, responding to customers, some paperwork. Led us to administration, Russ and myself, having a conversation with Ron on how to approach this problem. We've had several meetings since that period looking for, trying to help with coming up with an answer. Approximately a month ago, we had the final meeting, or the last meeting, I should say, where Ron presented to us this new outline for his department. At the end of that meeting, and this was interjected, I just want all of you to know it, at the end of that meeting, we revisited why are we doing this. Not to just add a layer of something or reorganize it. It was to get Ron the extra time that he needed to be in his office to be a more effective and efficient administrator. I understand the board's concern with some of the verbiage that's used, supervising, whatnot, but the whole thing was capped off by this is Ron's way to get him to do and oversee the administration of his department. That's the number one reason why we're doing this.
I understand, ma'am, and I wholeheartedly, want to give you whatever support and give him whatever support it is, but I'd like to see it come a little bit more structured. Commander Akey tonight is the village probably inundated. Something from an alien planet. He's going to get up out of that chair. He can care less whether or not Mike can let us anywhere in the place because he's in charge. He's going to take care of whatever business that has to be taken care of. You need a person or two people that will do the same for you. That's the reason why he's the man. What he's doing. All I'm saying is that maybe you might want to revisit this or add more to it before you come back to us. To the district. All I'm saying is don't make enough love of something that you have to take care of again. You need people who can work and do the job independently. That's what I'm saying. Don't sell yourself short.
So will this person have a disciplinary, is it due to disciplinary in place, or is that all around?
And I believe that that remains my responsibility.
What I'm saying is that there's too many things that remain your responsibility. And that's what we're talking about. We don't want things to be all your responsibility. We want you to be able to delegate that task, walk away from it, and rest assured that this work is going to happen. And if not, you'll have one person look at it and say, dude, did you do your job? Did you do what I hired you for? This is in your job description. This is what I expect you to do. And if you're not, then there's something wrong there. And I'm sure that you got two heads around here that are more than happy to help you build that sort of thing into the job.
If our water sewer foreman, do they also have, if you're talking about wanting somebody who's got that control, that leadership, that has the authority to take action on things, do they also have the authority that we're not saying this person would have? For disciplinary or for literally they calling the shots and making the decision?
The water sewer foreman position description requires a Class C license.
I just want to say they have authority.
The question is, does not identify supervisor
But that's a foreman in general is a supervisor. A foreman, by definition of what a foreman is a supervisor. So by that right alone, should be supervising certain people and have that leadership ability to make decisions, say, you're not doing your job, get over here, start doing this, otherwise the elevation to the next level. And it's whether we're saying, so basically what we're saying, our foremen currently, as they stand, are literally just higher graded laborers. They're not truly foremen or supervisors. I think that's what we're trying to get at this point, that we need to see that if we're having foremen and supervisor positions created, we want to know that they have authority. And it has to communicate to the rest of the team that they have authority, that yes, you may do the final disciplinary for them, but if they give them a write-up, that's going to you to handle it further. That's what we need to know. They have that, so that you're not focused on, anytime there's a dispute or something, go talk to your foreman, go talk to your supervisor. If your foreman or supervisor still can't handle it, then it comes to you, and that's when it's probably a more elevated disciplinary action type of thing, or we need to really work on restructuring that.
And I'm glad you're asking these questions. Please do not think I am fighting the suggestion. I do want to respond and might help us out here. The water sewer foreman exists as a representative employee and union in the union. And so if we want to give, if there's acknowledgement that something needs to change from an organizational day-to-day operations standpoint, and I hope the board accepts that part, if we want to give official supervisor responsibility to the over currently 7 employees, assuming we eight, if we go with foreman, street foreman, then I think we have to change compensation and take the whole foreman out of the being represented. And that has, in my opinion, some substantive cost implications. So while I thought long and hard about this, and again, having been in larger organizations with official sections, with a manager in each section, and having representative workers, manager of those sections were not represented, and give official supervisory responsibility, subject to me as the department head.
So to your point, I mean, I brought, you know, I initially asked that question. I remember now the discussion, and Ron's point is that the employees that we have are all generalists. They're not specialists. So they need to be shared. We'd become very inefficient if we delegated some to street and some to sewer. They need to be shared because this is a small pool.
Right, but when you're working under the one, that one becomes your main supervisor, your main authority at that time. If you're working on the other, whether, you know, if you're interchanging between them, whoever that higher up that foreman is, that's the foreman is, that's who's overseeing the job.
Yeah.
So they need to have that authority. Because if you have that authority, you're just literally a higher paid laborer, in my opinion.
Right.
I've worked construction, I've worked with some concrete.
The foreman actually is usually a higher paid
laborer.
Right. Foreman is not always what you would think of as management. I equate it to a chief in the military almost. Like a foreman is more like a chief.
I know what you're saying, but that is something I believe you have to go back to the union side. We need to change the contract to give the foreman different responsibilities other than what know what happens.
Communication with the liaisons and communicate that to us at staff and see what we come up with. I think we've talked enough about it here. I think you know what we're looking for, what the board's looking for, and see if we can get it into verbiage that will show that.
I think that's the liaison staff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is coming back to the...
Yeah, back to the committee of the whole, and as part of that process, the liaison should meet.
If you need help, or if you want my services, I'll be more than happy to
volunteer. Thank you, Hunter. Thank you. Correct. Very good. We'll bring this back to committee of the whole. Administration, Russ, approves a revised Round Lake Management Commission agreement. Well, let's back up right now.
This is from National Base Building. You're going to see a change in the business part of that. Most of the guard officer, Premier Ricky, has the seal, the new seal that going to be working in the department, so the guys will start looking like that. So I don't know if it'll be all at once, but it'll be integrated as we go.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Where
did I have a great thing? That was the administration decided the pump was there they wanted to change. They already have a seal when they're off duty. It's quite close, so that's one of the sort of
So your shield off duty is different than your shield on duty now?
The star on duty. They won't have a star, they won't have a shield. They have the shield point for officer. Right.
So currently they have two, 4 points at this moment.
Some have two, yes.
Okay.
So all the roads.
So all the stars will be
covered. Good night.
Looks great.
I'll start with that.
It's not on the agenda. Let's move on. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Okay. In front of you, we have a approved Rumbling Management Commission agreement. The gentleman got in touch with me. Maybe about a month ago, we finally got to the before the last board meeting, but I just thought, so I'm operating in front of you, adding the Raleigh Park District as part of the Raleigh Management Commission, So I guess the Park District over the years has been helping the Raleigh Management Commission and served volunteered on educational programs.
All of my own houses have their own separate seats.
So I think they have to change in the agreement.
Right. So if participants relinquish their property in the Uber process or nothing, they still remain as the other board.
As far as I know, yes.
There's real kind of loose regulation in the IGA about the handling of funds. I wasn't aware that the commission was funded. Did they indicate any openness to some revisions of this agreement to talk about maybe just an annual report or something like that? They don't officially designate Round Lake Park as the treasurer, but I'd like to see them do that because the Round Lake Park treasurer responded. So I have a couple of comments on the agreement.
I guess you could, if you want to put them down, let me have them. I will pass them on to him. He said this was the agreement that everybody else has passed. You have to copy the original ordinance and the original agreement with it, and basically files everything they've been doing since day one, which has been unanimously.
I was wondering how, if the train has left the station on the approvals or not.
This is what they've been doing for like 27 years.
Yeah. I think they'll be open to suggestions and clarity.
The funding hook is the only thing that grabbed me. I wasn't aware there was funding for this.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get you my comments.
So we want to put this on hold until we get your back.
Well, I'll get you the comments within a couple of days.
Okay. I'll just put this back. I just put this on hold until the next board meeting and the other comments, and I'll try to get the whole Mr. Astronaut to come and see what his comments are. Okay, and last but not least, approval of the contract of the planner. You'll see that we've been doing this since we took over a year ago, started on July 17th, interviewing, talking to, and our travels between the mayor and myself. We also met a lot of planners, we talked to a lot of different people. We kind of settled on Mr. Blue, Tesco Associates. They came up highly recommended by numerous people that have worked with them. We brought them to a planning commission meeting with the planners and the planning commission people talked to them and asked questions. We liked them. We took them to a business summit meeting on that past meeting that we went to. And I get to see what our town was like. Seems to be a very good fit. We can't put in a budget this year. Let's put it down there. I think we went up to 30, but we have come back to 25. Give us a little cushion right now. And if you agree that he could perform and he said he'd be done for that, we started that, but we'll see what happens next year. So those jobs might be to help us through the comprehensive plan, to help us with the roadway alignment, the right county, see what the roadway alignment is. So we'll see what the emergency has. We're going to start to work on it. So I was going to like to get the information before everyone and sign the contracts and the Jessica Associates.
Yes, I'm sorry, I have an old version of the agenda. I don't have this on my agenda. Go ahead.
Sort of the dollar amount, $20,000. We can do a formal RFP on that. Or to just go out and talk to people.
Well, we can waive the purchasing requirements under our code for that. So, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily.
What would you be, I guess?
For a professional service like this, I almost never recommend a field bid requirement because it's professional service, so you're looking primarily to quality and then negotiate price after you find quality.
And I would add to this that they looked at multiple people to do the planning part. And not only that, I say it's not for community development, but for those same plans. Also, I've got a book that you'd like to take a look at.
Well, my concern is when the dollar amount of that you were having on your
right. I raised that question already, and I didn't ask Eric about it. Usually I ask that. I would have asked if I thought he'd do it.
No. I gave the selection and the process last of the draft.
I have a question. Compensation we have is in the same thing, now 60, 25,000. Now, is that including the expenses, or the expenses can go up to, we have, you know, the expenses plus reimbursement progressively related expenses, we have travel and everything else. So is that included in the 25,000? So regardless of whatever expenses they have. So they can't say our mileage or our travel was this, and now we're above and beyond the 25,000.
It's
way done, and they say, you say we're out of money, $5,000 are next, what if we just jump to $5,000? We've not got a completed job.
Well, he's already said
information. How much work are we willing to do that he doesn't have to do? And that's a key role in it. So we need to develop that, and we'll talk about that soon. We'll have an appointment with Mike and start outlining those things that we can do to make sure that it will get done, even if we don't, but what can we do to make it the best deal?
And then I can supply stuff. Board, or the planning commission, business leaders in the community, you know, we will have benchmarks so that we'll be able to see that we're making steady progress.
Okay.
He does a good job. He had that went to his office, what, 2 months ago or so? And he impressed with my offices aren't great, they're not expensive, but I mean, the awards he's won for new small communities to put together comprehensive plans in new business districts, and which I think they seem to be doing very well.
As much as the village sought him out and sought the right person for a village planner, he's been getting for the business as well. And it's going to have no effort whatsoever to exceed our budget that we can't exceed and then lose our business or to stop midway in the program and expect to get the job back again next year. So when you stop and think about it, you don't come on board figuring you're going to fail at it just to get a cool $25,000 when there's his reputation on the line. Here's a guy who's got awards. I think he knows pretty darn well and what kind of money to be looking at. So I don't think this is really attainable. I think this is a good thing.
And in the past, the thousand dollars cut out of the past for the thousand plans. We did get thousand plans. So we did get something for the money.
We just could get on that. There we go. That's the problem. So we're hoping this time we get something to get in.
Thank you, everybody. To the consent agenda. Any suggested new topics? Thank you, everybody. May I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are here at 9:11. Oh, God.